Welcome back. It's always so great. Our breaks are fantastic. They really are. Welcome back to Backspin Golf. And sadly, we're getting ready to take a break from Backspin Golf in a couple weeks. And we'll be back in beginning of March, maybe. Especially since we have some really good stuff happening in March now. But I'm going to miss Perry French. Because if it's not Backspin Golf, I don't ever see him. I don't know where he goes during the winter. I don't know what he does. He doesn't call me. He doesn't write. He doesn't text me. No, like, FaceTime mm-hmm. with our iPhones. And it's disturbing to me and sad. But I won't let it get me down, because today Perry French is right here with me. Hi, Perry French.
I'll have to figure out a way to keep your winter from being so dull. And you're
and
doing
dark,
basketball all winter
dark.
Long.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Okay. Weather is just what it is. And I
know.
I do kind of hibernate.
We don't get to play.
Right.
But I'm just saying, it would be nice to have a cup of coffee with you. And
Can we make that happen? Sure.
All right. Okay. I don't want to get depressed.
Talk about this new golf season. It's gonna be,
yeah. Okay. All right. Here's what I want to talk to you about this week.
Yeah.
As Sean so beautifully put it, winterizing your body or your game or both.
Yeah.
As we get ready, now it's still, luckily, we don't live in North Dakota where it's snowing already. Mm-hmm. We can still play for a little while. We don't know how long. Hopefully we can go all the way to Christmas. Who knows? But how do we start? This is interesting. So we haven't put the clubs away for the winter.
Correct.
In the back of the garage.
Right.
Or I keep mine in my bedroom so they stay warm. Okay. I don't like them thinking of them out in the cold garage.
That's very affectionate towards your golf equipment. It's nice.
Well, it depends on how I play the last
exactly.
time I play. They might be out on the front lawn all winter, too. And out of the bag, so they don't even
have
that warmth.
They might be the arms for your snowman,
they
right?
They might be. I might use them for when I go on the trail with it. Yeah. Okay. So we're still playing.
Right.
But we now have an eye to what we're going to do in the off season.
I think for most of us that play pretty regularly, you kind of look at your golf season, you look at your best rounds of the year, the best shots of the year. And then also you may go to the other side and say, I've really struggled in my short game.
Where do you think I'll go? Just knowing me.
I'm going to say you probably struggle mostly with just getting the ball off the tee. Driving the ball was probably one of your things.
Well, that was one. Anyway, my loss of distance was a big factor for me.
So there you go. So the loss of distance. So the things to winterize your game and start looking towards. Here's the fall. Well, we still have some golf to be played.
Does this involve, Sean, like drinking antifreeze?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of there
should
be a little bit of bourbon.
Don't do that.
Yeah, really. There should be a little bourbon in there, but as it goes.
Okay.
But training, maybe for the physical part, if you're looking for more distance, then certainly you need to consider doing some physical training.
Some core exercises.
Absolutely. That could be putting your winter plan together. But it's fall, so you still want to play golf. So, again, right now, maybe you start with a light piece of working out. If it's just getting yourself into the routine,
right.
if it's physically doing light weights and
stretches
and leg work
and core.
And there's plenty of exercises you can do at home. Go to any of the websites, and you'll find plenty of exercises that you can do without having to join a gym or be running the roads. I personally don't like that. That's dangerous and not healthy.
Absolutely.
Work in a very confined
space. In
your
living room.
If you're going to ride a bike, do a stationary one. There's nobody to run over and no potholes to hit.
Good point.
Or cars to hit you.
So,
but from that standpoint, if you're going to do it, there's one thing. But I like to say, look, I drove the ball really well this year. My driver's the best part of my game. So I want you to go to the driving range or the golf course and just keep focusing on, continue to do that. Don't let that get away from you. Keep that your strength. People say, well, I need to work on my short game. Yes, you do.
Right.
But do that in the wintertime when you only get 2 or 3 hours of good weather or warm enough weather to go out and do that. Go to the range or go play 9 holes in that, because you're not going to have that. You're going to have a day that you're going to plan to go play golf and the weather's going to keep you from happening.
Right.
Or it could be a week-long break. It could be hopefully not more than that, but it could be even as we get into the month. But within those months, we're fortunate enough, as you said, you can get to a hitting bay where you can practice
man
your
war golf.
Practice exactly. You can practice your short shots, your pitching distance. If it's distance control, you know, just to back up the story about DJ two seasons ago before he became world number one, he went and worked on his wedge game.
Right.
Distance control, not how to hit a 20-yard shot, but how to dial in his shots. So you can focus on that and do that in the wintertime. But for now, take your time to enjoy golf.
Right.
Get on the golf course and stay focused on maintaining what you've been strong at. Make your strength even stronger. And then take it to the next level with, you know, evaluating your other parts of your game while you're doing that and say, I need to be better at course management.
Right.
And do some things. And course management can be just as much as taking that time in the fall when you're playing those golf rounds to focus on that. Maybe not be so score focused. Mm-hmm. You know, let's take a 3-wood off the tee on this hole and try and see how that works.
Right.
You know, I normally hit driver here, but I always seem to drive in trouble 1 out of 3 times. Well, maybe it's not a driver play. Hit the 3-wood off the tee. Hit a hybrid tee. See how the golf course plays. Play us a different set of tees.
Right.
These
there
are things
you
can do to change.
Now, this is interesting because you said something to me. I was talking about one of our golf courses here one day. And I said to you, I think for people like me that play from the white tees because I'm old.
Yeah.
And it could be because of your age. It could be because you have a bad back, whatever.
Yeah.
That. It was the golf course is too long from the white tees, I said. And you said, well, then don't play from the white tees. Nobody says you have to
There's
play
multiple
from those
tees on,
right.
on each course that you can choose to play.
Right.
Especially, again, even there's some courses have the alternate tees where you can play. It's set up that way and it has a rating and you can post a handicap to. But,
right.
Again, we're into the fall. I think handicaps, if you're really a handicap player person, you got to stop posting pretty soon anyhow.
Right. Yeah.
So the winter rounds aren't allowed to be posted because of the conditions.
Right.
And this is a great time to try to play one hole from the white tee this time, then go play it from the next tee up or the next tee back, whichever
right.
way it works. And again, it's good for just to be able to see the hole in a different way. It's normally a driver 7-iron, but from up there, it's a 3-wood wedge.
Right.
You know, and it gives you a sense of keeping you focused. I think
right.
a lot of times when people play their home course, they get what? They get caught into the rut of this. It's the 7th hole. Well, I play the same way every time.
Right.
Really? Well, why don't you walk up 50 yards and see how you need to play and engage your course management skills
right.
and do things like that. That's what people
and it's
forget
also
to do.
Fun.
It makes it fun.
We know there are certain tee boxes where they will have the white tees at the front of the tee box or let's say at the back of the tee box.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole tee box is basically the white tee.
Right.
So if it's too long for you, walk up 15 yards
right.
or 20 yards.
Exactly.
And play it there. Nope, nothing says, first of all, we're so caught up in score,
right.
number one,
yeah.
which is has always been my biggest
okay.
thing. Change it up.
Well, and to that point, if you're not scoring well from the tees you're currently playing, change those tees. Find yourself now hitting 7-iron to the green instead of a 5-iron or a hybrid, and maybe
right.
your score will go down. I'm going to bet it probably does.
Probably.
You know, and at that point, if it doesn't, you're hitting more greens and you're putting poorly, then that's a wintertime thing to work on. Do drills, buy a putting rug that you can put in your den,
mm-hmm.
and while you're watching football and basketball and
right.
waiting for the weather to break, you can putt your brains out and really improve your putting when you go to the golf course.
Right.
Those are things that's the type of inventory you should be taking. But to that point, people who maybe are frustrated by golf, and if they just look at it and say, look, I'm going to go play a different set of tees. I'm not going to hit my driver today. I'm going to hit all irons, or I'm going to play, you know, there's clubs do a lot of fun events, the 3-club event, things of
right.
that nature, that to try to keep you from.
Or be like my brother, Mitchie.
He goes
who
all
plays
the,
hickories.
That's another extreme, and it kept his interest in golf by doing that.
Absolutely.
And he kept his
did.
Love for the game.
He was ready to give it up.
There's so many nice options to do
right.
that, to stay in the game. And again, not a problem if it means going out for a walk because the weather's, you know, it's wintertime, it's a little cool, but it's a good way to get exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Put 5 clubs in the bag and play the tees that allow you to play from with 5 clubs in your bag, you know,
right.
and hit your wedge shots and chip and putt and,
mm-hmm.
and just do this just to get out and do it. So those are things I think people should try to focus on to winterize their golf game, but keep their self engaged and not be sitting on the couch going, oh, I wish I could play golf today. Or when they go to the range and they just start hitting drivers. Oh, really? I mean, come
well,
on. Let's make your practice that way better. You know, play a golf hole
Right.
In your practice session, you know, warm up, then go to your favorite golf course and hit a tee ball.
Right.
And then, I know if I hit that good, I'd have a 7-iron in. Hit a 7-iron. And then, right. then go to the
Maybe
next and
chip,
hit a
little
par
chip.
Threes next, hit a 5-iron. Right.
That's a good idea.
Reach, go to the bag and hit that.
Now.
Don't get caught hitting 40 balls and being totally bored out of your mind and walk away.
Now, I told you a couple weeks ago, because of my friend Charles, and because of my desire, I am making a pretty big swing change.
Mm-hmm.
I've started to do it, and I'm at a point now where the last few times I played this season, it's good for me. I'm kind of starting to incorporate something, mm-hmm. but I'm not full on, so, you know. But as soon as we get into the part where we can't play for a couple of months,
right.
I'm going to Man of War Golf, and I'm really going to work on this swing change away from the golf course.
That's right, because you need to have that concentrated time to continue to reinforce it and not get caught in the trappings of going to the golf course.
Right.
And reverting yourself to the fact that you've just hit one off the planet into the trees and you because you know what I'm saying or you
yeah.
popped one
right.
and your frustration builds after doing that for seven straight holes or
right.
you know and but if you have the practice time to put in and you won't do that. You will
right.
go to the golf course, you will have hit enough drivers
yeah.
and enough shots to get around the golf course.
Right.
We know rounds
it
of golf.
It takes a long time.
Exactly. And we know when a round of golf is the ebb and flow as you know, you might have a great drive and then you mess the second shot up. Well, that requires an up and down or manage. That's playing golf. But practicing golf, changing your swing dynamics require a set schedule of time.
Of concentrated time.
Exactly. And you don't vary from the process. You stay and try to continue to reinforce it, to change it so it becomes the habit
right.
when you go to the golf course. And you don't have to think your way through a shot because you've been doing it in the
right.
range time and practice time there, and then you're back to playing
right.
golf and working it on and incorporating the two, because it's always what it is. You should try to improve yourself and challenge yourself and change it up to re-engage your mind when you're
right.
going to play again. A lot of times people get into that, they play the same course every day and the same
people, same shots
and the same people
yeah.
and that's fine, nothing wrong with playing with your group, but with the guys, hey, let's play different, let's play alternate shot today.
Yeah,
that's wow, that'd be people.
Yeah,
you know.
But you'd end up killing someone.
Well,
that may not be a good idea.
It could be fun to do just
it
to try
be,
it, you know.
But
but that's the type of things. Good things to do in the off season.
Correct.
When scores don't count. You change it goes faster. You say, I wonder what it's like to play alternate shot for 18 holes.
Right.
You and I go out and just play alternate shot and just see
yeah.
what happens. See, wow, that's
it would be fun.
And you play in 2 hours and 30 minutes and you play 18 holes and
yeah.
you go, well, that was pretty fast and you know. So those are the things I think keep people
engaged
and keep them off the
pining,
yeah, off the streets. Don't go on the streets with your bike, people.
All
don't,
right.
No running involved.
All right. I'll see you next week.
See you next week. We're going to wrap this
Holy
season
cow.
Up.
All right. I'll get sad. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.